Unit 4. Part 2. Development of 4R Skills. Listening. Section A. Listening Comprehension.
Task 1. Now listen to a news item and answer question 1.
South Korean protesters clashed on Saturday with police in Seoul. The protests began after thousands of people attended the funeral for former President Roh Moo-hyun. Mr. Roh was under investigation for corruption. Some citizens blamed the current government for his suicide last week. More than 70 demonstrators were arrested. More than 20,000 police were deployed in the capital.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 2.
South Korean protesters clashed on Saturday with police in Seoul. The protests began after thousands of people attended the funeral for former President Roh Moo-hyun. Mr. Roh was under investigation for corruption. Some citizens blamed the current government for his suicide last week. More than 70 demonstrators were arrested. More than 20,000 police were deployed in the capital.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 3.
South Korean protesters clashed on Saturday with police in Seoul. The protests began after thousands of people attended the funeral for former President Roh Moo-hyun. Mr. Roh was under investigation for corruption. Some citizens blamed the current government for his suicide last week. More than 70 demonstrators were arrested. More than 20,000 police were deployed in the capital.
Task 2.
Now listen to a news item and answer question 4. Burma says it had no choice but to put opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi on trial on charges of sheltering an illegal immigrant. An uninvited American man swam across the lake to get to her house earlier this month. A Burmese official says that Aung San Suu Kyi hid the truth by failing to report the illegal immigrant to the officials. Major General Ai Mint warned other countries not to interfere in her trial. He spoke at a meeting of Asian defense officials in Singapore. Earlier on Sunday, a British defense official told the same gathering that Aung San Suu Kyi has support from people around the world and that she should be released. A spokesman for the opposition leader's political party said the court has postponed final arguments in her trial. They now will present those arguments on Friday. Now listen to the item again and answer question 5. Burma says it had no choice but to put opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi on trial on charges of sheltering an illegal immigrant. An uninvited American man swam across the lake to get to her house earlier this month. A Burmese official says that Aung San Suu Kyi hid the truth by failing to report the illegal immigrant to the officials. Major General Ai Mint warned other countries not to interfere in her trial. He spoke at a meeting of Asian defense officials in Singapore. Earlier on Sunday, a British defense official told the same gathering that Aung San Suu Kyi has support from people around the world and that she should be released. A spokesman for the opposition leader's political party said the court has postponed final arguments in her trial. They now will present those arguments on Friday. Now listen to the item again and answer question 6. Burma says it had no choice but to put opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi on trial on charges of sheltering an illegal immigrant. An uninvited American man swam across the lake to get to her house earlier this month. A Burmese official says that Aung San Suu Kyi hid the truth by failing to report the illegal immigrant to the officials. Major General Ai Mint warned other countries not to interfere in her trial. He spoke at a meeting of Asian defense officials in Singapore. Earlier on Sunday, a British defense official told the same gathering that Aung San Suu Kyi has support from people around the world and that she should be released. A spokesman for the opposition leader's political party said the court has postponed final arguments in her trial. They now will present those arguments on Friday. Task 3.
Now listen to a news item and answer question 7. Palestinian officials say fighting in the West Bank between police loyal to Fatah fighters and Hamas fighters has killed 6 people. The violence began after police raided a house in the town of Qalqilya. The two sides exchanged fire for several hours in a fight that killed 3 policemen, 2 Hamas members, and a Hamas supporter who was in the house. Hamas fighters in Gaza accused Mr. Abbas's police force of acting as Israeli agents. The latest fighting between Fatah and Hamas made damage efforts by Egyptian negotiators to help the two sides form a unity government. Now listen to the item again and answer question 8. Palestinian officials say fighting in the West Bank between police loyal to Fatah fighters and Hamas fighters has killed 6 people. The violence began after police raided a house in the town of Qalqilya. The two sides exchanged fire for several hours in a fight that killed 3 policemen, 2 Hamas members, and a Hamas supporter who was in the house. Hamas fighters in Gaza accused Mr. Abbas's police force of acting as Israeli agents. The latest fighting between Fatah and Hamas made damage efforts by Egyptian negotiators to help the two sides form a unity government. Now listen to the item again and answer question 9. Palestinian officials say fighting in the West Bank between police loyal to Fatah fighters and Hamas fighters has killed 6 people. The violence began after police raided a house in the town of Qalqilya. The two sides exchanged fire for several hours in a fight that killed 3 policemen, 2 Hamas members, and a Hamas supporter who was in the house. Hamas fighters in Gaza accused Mr. Abbas's police force of acting as Israeli agents. The latest fighting between Fatah and Hamas made damage efforts by Egyptian negotiators to help the two sides form a unity government. Task 4.
Now listen to a passage twice and answer questions 10 to 12. The worldwide organization of the Red Cross stems from the idea of Henri Dunant, a Swiss banker. In 1838, at the age of 10, Dunant was taken by his father to visit a prison where he saw prisoners chained together, exercising in the yard and breaking stones along the road. This experience left a deep impression on him and made him determined to do something for convicts and slaves, and for all who were oppressed and deprived of their liberty. On the 24th of June, 1859, while on his way from Geneva to France, Dunant witnessed the battle between the French and Austrian armies. It was one of the fiercest battles of the 19th century. Shocked by the lack of medical supplies and attention given to the wounded, Dunant decided that volunteer service had to be organized. He gathered together a number of women who attended the hundreds of wounded soldiers of all nationalities and helped the surgeons as best they could. From that battle on, Dunant determined to form a body of people who would rally together in times of war and attend to the needs of the wounded and dying. Dunant held that a suffering human being should be helped for his own sake only and without regard to race, religion, or political belief. Many European states supported him, and on the 22nd of August, 1864, the first Geneva Convention was signed. This lays down that once a soldier is wounded, he and everyone else who comes to his help ceases to be an enemy. A symbol by which the relief workers could be recognized was devised. As a tribute to Switzerland, the symbol was the Swiss flag reversed, that is, a red cross on a white background. So the Red Cross was born. The worldwide organization of the Red Cross stems from the idea of Henri Dunant, a Swiss banker. In 1838, at the age of 10, Dunant was taken by his father to visit a prison where he saw prisoners chained together, exercising in the yard and breaking stones along the road. This experience left a deep impression on him and made him determined to do something for convicts and slaves, and for all who were oppressed and deprived of their liberty. On the 24th of June, 1859, while on his way from Geneva to France, Dunant witnessed the battle between the French and Austrian armies. It was one of the fiercest battles of the 19th century. Shocked by the lack of medical supplies and attention given to the wounded, Dunant decided that volunteer service had to be organized. He gathered together a number of women who attended the hundreds of wounded soldiers of all nationalities and helped the surgeons as best they could. From that battle on, Dunant determined to form a body of people who would rally together in times of war and attend to the needs of the wounded and dying. Dunant held that a suffering human being should be helped for his own sake only, and without regard to race, religion, or political belief. Many European states supported him, and on the 22nd of August, 1864, the first Geneva Convention was signed. This lays down that once a soldier is wounded, he and everyone else who comes to his help ceases to be an enemy. A symbol by which the relief workers could be recognized was devised. As a tribute to Switzerland, the symbol was the Swiss flag reversed, that is, a red cross on a white background. So the Red Cross was born.
Section B. Listening-based integrated tasks.
Task 1. Listening and dictation.
Knox, what are you doing here?
I came to apologize for the other night. I brought you these and a poem I wrote for you.
Chris pulls him aside out of the main hallway. Knox, don't you know that? If Shed finds you here, he'll kill you.
I can't care. I love you, Chris.
Knox, you're crazy.
Look, I acted like a jerk and I know it. Please, accept these. Please.
No, I can't. Forget it.
Chris walks away. The school bell rings and she enters her classroom, closing the door behind her. Undaunted, Knox follows, opening the door and standing before her desk.
Knox, I don't believe this.
All I'm asking you to do is listen.
As Knox begins to read his poem, the classroom grows quiet as everyone stops to listen.
The heavens made a girl named Chris, with hair and skin of gold. To touch her would be paradise.
Chris goes to Knox's school.
Chris.
Knox, why are you doing this to me? It's fine for you to come barging into my school and make a complete fool out of me.
I didn't mean to make a fool of you.
Well, you did. Shed found out, and he's nuts. It took everything I could do to keep him from coming here and killing you. You have to stop this stuff, Knox.
But I love you.
You say that over and over, but you don't even know me.
Of course I know you. From the first time I saw you, I knew you had a wonderful soul.
Just like that? You just knew?
Of course, just like that. That's how you always know when it's right.
And if it so happens that you are wrong, if it just so happens that I could care less about you...
Then you wouldn't be here warning me about Chet.
This gives Chris pause. Look, I've got to go. I've gone to be late for the play.
Are you going with Chet?
Chet? To a play? Are you kidding?
Then come with me.
Knox, you're so infuriating.
Just give me one chance. If you don't like me after tonight, I'll stay away forever.
Uh-huh.
I promise. Dead Poet's Honor. Come with me tonight. Then if you don't want to see me again, I swear I'll bow out.
God, if Chet found out...
Chet won't know anything. We'll sit in back and sneak away as soon as it's over.
Knox, if you promise that this will be the end of it...
Dead Poets Honor.
What is that?
My word.
He crosses his heart with his fingers and looks sincere. He leads a reluctant Chris off. I must be losing my mind. Knox, what are you doing here?
I came to apologize for the other night. I brought you these and a poem I wrote for you.
Chris pulls him aside out of the main hallway. Knox, don't you know that? If Chet finds you here, he'll kill you.
I can't care. I love you, Chris.
Knox, you're crazy.
Look, I acted like a jerk and I know it. Please, accept these. Please.
No, I can't. Forget it.
Chris walks away. The school bell rings and she enters her classroom, closing the door behind her. Undaunted, Knox follows, opening the door and standing before her desk.
Knox, I don't believe this.
All I'm asking you to do is listen.
As Knox begins to read his poem, the classroom grows quiet as everyone stops to listen.
The heavens made a girl named Chris, with hair and skin of gold. To touch her would be paradise.
Chris goes to Knox's school.
Chris.
Knox, why are you doing this to me? It's fine for you to come barging into my school and make a complete fool out of me.
I didn't mean to make a fool of you.
Well, you did. Chet found out, and he's nuts. It took everything I could do to keep him from coming here and killing you. You have to stop this stuff, Knox.
But I love you.
You say that over and over, but you don't even know me.
Of course I know you. From the first time I saw you, I knew you had a wonderful soul.
Just like that? You just knew?
Of course, just like that. That's how you always know when it's right.
And if it so happens that you are wrong, if it just so happens that I could care less about you...
Then you wouldn't be here warning me about Chet.
This gives Chris pause. Look, I've got to go. I've gone to be late for the play.
Are you going with Chet?
Chet? To a play? Are you kidding?
Then come with me.
Knox, you're so infuriating.
Just give me one chance. If you don't like me after tonight, I'll stay away forever.
Uh-huh.
I promise. Dead Poets Honor. Come with me tonight. Then if you don't want to see me again, I swear I'll bow out.
God, if Chet found out...
Chet won't know anything. We'll sit in back and sneak away as soon as it's over.
Knox, if you promise that this will be the end of it...
Dead Poets Honor.
What is that?
My word.
He crosses his heart with his fingers and looks sincere. He leads a reluctant Chris off. I must be losing my mind.